It's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Wisconsin, and the state is working on getting ready for potential disasters and gearing up for a statewide tornado drill, which is going to be happening on Thursday.
Todd Pritchard joins us here in the studio. He's Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me here.
All right, so why do we have this? I've been calling it Tornado Week, but Tornado and Severe Weather Week. What's the deal?
Well, that's close enough.
Okay.
It's really a great opportunity for everyone to get ready for tornado season. You know, it's almost like putting your winter coats away and getting at your spring stuff. We've been so used to thinking about, you know, winter weather and that kind of stuff. Now it's time to think about, okay, we're into tornado season. Unfortunately, you know, with the situation in Illinois and the tornadoes that they face, we're into it big time already.
Yeah, how many tornadoes do you usually get roughly in Wisconsin?
We average about 23 tornadoes a year. Last year we were almost spot on to that. We had 22. But it can vary greatly.
So, yeah, that was early, these ones in Illinois. Peak season, as I understand it, is June usually for us.
But we can have tornadoes really any time of the year. We haven't had a tornado in January. That was in Kenosha in 2009, and it did some severe damage. So if the conditions are right, if you have those kind of, you know, humid conditions, a lot of energy in the atmosphere, the jet stream is going the right way, it can happen pretty much any time.
And I know every year there's like a hurricane prediction forecast. It's not usually dead on, but they try to gauge how many hurricanes. Is there any way to do that, to try to gauge how big a tornado season it's going to be?
No, not really. It's a great parlor game. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to kind of, you know, you could take some guesses, but they're really, it's very hard to predict. Yeah, it's very difficult.
And do we know, does any part of the state get more tornadoes than others?
For whatever reason, the county with the most is Grant County in the southwestern corner of the state. And second is Dane County, and third is Marathon County. So I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason to that, but they've had, those have traditionally have the most. But, you know, a lot of counties are kind of right in the middle. Milwaukee County has had about 22. You know, so it really varies.
Could it be a matter that those places have had more that people have actually witnessed and seen the effects of, and maybe there are some rural counties where some tornadoes go unobserved?
That's very possible, absolutely.
Talking to Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Emergency Management, talking about Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week, which includes, Todd, this Thursday, a statewide tornado drill.
Right, and this is a perfect time for families, for businesses, schools, you know, hospitals, to get ready for tornado season. So at 1 o'clock, there'll be a mock tornado watch issued. 1:45, a mock tornado warning, and that's when everyone will notice the activity. The sirens will go off in your community. Radio and television will broadcast that this is a test. Your weather radios will go off. So, and it's a great time, especially a lot of schools do the drill. And make sure that if you have a plan, put it in, you know, put it into action. Really, you know, go to that place, that your safest shelter available. And if you don't have a plan, this is a great time to put one together.
So it's a test run. Why are we testing the sirens and things like that now?
It's really not so much a test of the equipment. It's the test of the people. It's the test of us to make sure that we're ready. And, you know, I think that all of us can first of all have a plan, right? The last thing you want to do is put together a plan when the sirens are going off. Putting together a plan when the emergency happens is the worst possible time. So on a beautiful sunny day like today, this is a great time to sit down with your family and think, okay, if we had a tornado right now, where would we go? What would we do? Obviously, some of the advice that you've heard over the past is still true. Lowest part of your house, your basement, best bet. Interior to your house as much as possible. They used to tell us go to the southwest corner of the basement. Don't worry about what corner it's in. Okay, that makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. What does make a difference is if you can get underneath something like a table, sturdy chairs, even the staircase, you know, going down the steps to the basement, getting underneath something will protect you from debris falling on you. And unfortunately, the vast majority of deaths and injuries from a tornado are caused by stuff falling on people. So if you can get some cushion, even if it's a blanket, pillows, an old mattress, anything that can protect you, go above you, is a great idea.
Okay, so we've got our plan in place at home. When do we put it into action? When we hear there's a tornado watch, a tornado warning, or a tornado sighting in our neighborhood?
Yes.
even a watch?
Yes, because you know why? Sometimes we hear the watches all the time. The conditions are favorable for tornadoes, so watch out. There's a possibility of having them. They may not have formed yet, but there's a possibility. But that's still really good information because, let's say you have a day where there is a watch issued and you know you're going to be, your plan was to go out fishing all day in the middle of a lake in the middle of nowhere. Maybe this is not the day to do that. So, you know, it's a good thing to think about, okay, do my plans put me in a vulnerable situation? Maybe I need to change those. And then we strongly urge folks to do three simple things. Listen, act, and live. Okay, listen for those tornado warnings. When a tornado has been sighted, either by visually, you know, by someone's eyeballs or by radar from the National Weather Service, listen for that warning, which can come in a variety of different fashions, right? Emergency weather radio is the best way to have that warning pumped right to your home. Your cell phone has, newer cell phones have something called a wireless emergency alert. It'll literally sound like a siren going off in your phone. You might go look down like, hey, what's that noise? It's your phone giving you a message that there is a tornado in your area. It's a very short text message. But no matter how you get the message, take action. That is the number one reason people die in tornadoes, is that they may hear the warning, they know that there's something wrong, but they don't take action right away. There was a really fascinating study that came out of the Joplin tornadoes back in 2011. You may remember it was a huge, awful tornado. EF5, it's the biggest tornado you can get, 200-mile-an-hour winds, over 160 people died in that. The National Weather Service went back and tried to find out, in this 21st century, with all the technology and all the ways we have of, you know, getting warnings, why did we lose that many people? And they found something very fascinating. People needed between 2 and 9 confirmations of the danger before they did anything. Okay, so maybe they heard it on, let's say they were listening to public radio, they heard the warning. What do most people do you think? Run outside and go look up at the sky, right?
Okay.
Okay, well, is there anything out here? Then maybe what do? They get on the phone, they call a friend. Hey, do you hear what the warning? Do you hear the siren? What are you doing? What should I do? Where am I going? Okay, so we're all trying to get more information, but the problem is tick, 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 right? The clock is ticking. Sometimes if a warning is issued, you may only have minutes, you may only have seconds before that tornado hits you. So that's what they found happened in Joplin, that people were taking too much time to confirm what they already knew, that there was a danger. Now, they didn't know the specifics, but they knew there was a danger, but they were trying to get more specific information. So what we're really urging folks is to listen for that warning. When you hear it, seek the safest shelter you can. Then, if you have time and you have the tools, go ahead and make those phone calls or go on Twitter or Facebook or whatever you want to do to kind of confirm what's going on.
I want to step outside the house for a minute.
Sure.
I've seen different recommendations over the years for you're out driving. You didn't listen to the watch, maybe. You're out driving.
Right.
Something bad is in the works. What do you do?
You know, there's really no good answer for that. The problem is that when you're out in that kind of situation, I can't give you a great piece of advice I can tell you you're going to save your life. Here's what I can tell you. The best thing you can do is get to a sturdy shelter. Any kind of building you can get into is the best thing. If you have no building available, there's really no research that shows what the safest next course of action is. You can probably the best, you've got a couple of options. One would be just to strap yourself into your car, duck down low, try to cover your head and ride it out. Now, obviously, that's not, you know, that's a very dangerous thing to do. It may not save your life. We've also heard over the years, they say, well, get out of your car and go into a ditch, you know, lie flat in a ditch. Okay, there's some truth to that because tornadoes tend to not go dip into gullies or lower areas. They tend to kind of stay horizontal. But still, there's debris flying around. There's high winds. So your best bet is to get into a building. Your options really there are very limited.
Now, you mentioned schools. A lot of them are planning, will be participating in this fire drill.
Right.
How about places of work, business places? Do they tend to have plans? Should they have plans? How do they get started if they don't?
A great place to go would be our website for anyone who wants information, families, businesses, and that's at Ready. Just search us at Ready Wisconsin. We have a lot of great tips. But yes, everyone should have a plan, businesses. And we have a lot of people who participate, businesses, hospitals, a lot of organizations participate. It seems like every year we get more requests for more information from folks that I would never dream that would do the drill, but it's a great opportunity.
Now, I know you do a little myth busting. You mentioned the southwest corner, not isn't a difference maker.
Right.
One thing, this used to be the standard, or at least it's a legendary, tornadoes coming, you got to open the windows to equalize the pressure. Not true, right?
Not true. The last place you want to be is standing next to a window when a tornado comes, obviously breaking, shattering glass and having debris flying all over. But you're right. That's what they used to say. It was an old wives' tale. Another thing that I get asked is, like, kind of going back to your car question, well, if I'm driving in a car, should I go under an overpass to look for some protection? That's actually like driving your car into a wind tunnel. That wind was maybe blowing at 100 miles an hour, suddenly has to get into that little hole, and it's going 200 or 300 miles an hour. You know, you're in trouble.
Do not get under an overpass. Todd, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
We've been talking to Todd Pritchard, Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for Wisconsin Emergency Management.